About a 1 for 6, they called out a mantelpiece. You set your lamps and things on that night.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about the, say if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use to start it with?
Well, I tell you, mostly we have here is gum and oak. And I'd cut me up some fine pieces of oak, you know, and let it dry and put it away and pick up all kind of trash where I cut my wood out. Down a lot, I'd have my wood die. I'd pick up chips and things, put them in a box and bring them in here and set them in there. And I'd get up in the morning, I'd put a few chips in there and pour a little coal oil on and stick a match to it and get it started. And that's the way we made our fire.
What would you call that dry, thin pieces of oak? Did you have a special
What name? I get that? Well, I can't say it plain, but I called it Killigan.
Okay.
What do they call that?
Now, what did you call
Killigan.
Killigan.
That trash and stuff. Yeah, what you picked up.
Well, I think that we always called it chips.
Chips?
You know where you cut
Well, that's where people had different talks for that, you
and
know.
And then, but the biggest thing...
Now, I tell you another thing down here. When after me and Huck got mad, see, I was raised on a farm. I had my little row of cotton out there in the yard growing. I tend to plant a little bit, a few hills of cotton every year just to see it grow because I raised on a farm. Now, last year I got sick, had to go to the hospital for a week, had a gas pocket down, stayed down in the hospital. I weighed 182, and I went down to 161, and I still weigh about 161 or 62. And that's the first time I've ever been sick in my life. And I've been awful healthy. I've been blessed, one good thing. Thank the Lord for it. I had my little row of cotton out in the front yard the first year me and her got married. Well, we got married in October. That next spring I had the cotton out. And when it come into blooming, I told her, I said, come out. I had farms on it. Well, she said in Mississippi they call that squares. We call it farms down here. You know what the block makes the blossom? And I told her, I said, come out here and look at the farms on us. She said, well, them ain't farms. I said, them's squares. I said, we call them squares in Mississippi. Now, here in East Baton Rouge Parish, they call this parish. In Mississippi, they call it counties. But down here in Louisiana, they call it parishes. I'm in East Baton Rouge Parish. Up there, I said, you was raised in what county in Mississippi?
What county? Lincoln County.
Lincoln County. That's up at Brookhaven.
What, say if you were going to, talking about the fire, you might take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fire?
Well, I'll tell you, the way we're done, you know, we called it, we cut it in 2-foot lengths and split it small pieces so you could carry it good and put it on there, about 2 foot long. Chimney must have been about 3 foot wide and maybe 2 foot deep this way. And we put that wood on and burn it and had some more piled out. And when it burned out, we put some more on. Most of the time, I kept it piled up on the end of the porch, keep it dry in the wintertime so when I want to start a fire, it'd be dry.
Well, what about taking a big piece of wood and setting it toward the back and maybe it'd burn all night?
Well, we used to do that too. Get a chunk, you know, this big as you could pack and put on there. Called out a back log. Yeah. And we put it on there and that thing burned all night. Get up next morning, be far there. You didn't have no trouble starting it then.
What about the stuff that you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes.
And the black stuff?
Soot.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, you know, the chimney had soot in it. We used to have a bird here to call them chimney sweepers. They'd build nests on the inside of that chimney and they'd flop down that chimney at night and you could hear them making a racket and they'd knock that soot all down and fall all down out in the fireplace amongst the ashes.
The things that you'd have in a house, that thing there that you can sit in would be